So, a single by Richardson started it off. Then there was the sacrifice by Carey. Then serve got on for the shortstop's high throw. Then came ball four to McDougal, which also was a fast ball let in the first run. Then came a wild pitch with Maris at bat, and then Rogers singled to right on a 3-0 pitch to get in the two runs. Maris is now at second, Madelon with a walk, and the hitter is scouring. Sharon hit a high fly to right field. He's 0-for-1, hitting .310. Field double play death. One man out. That time is called for the moment by Chilak. And he is coming back. And he's motioning up to the press box. Wait a minute. Chilak is looking up to the press box. There's something. Let's see. What was that? Now what that is. Pitch is swung on. There's a ground ball hit to third. Miles going up with it. Steps on third base. Throws over to first base. And his throw is wide. Pulling works off. The Scarron is safe. There's a force at third on Maris for the second out. Mantle moves on down. Second base. Scarron on at first through the force. And the hitter is Bella. The eighth man to come up in the third. Chilak may have been referring to the fact that some of the folks in the bleachers, they had kept the last section of the bleachers, which is straight in back of center field, open, and then so many folks have come in that they finally let them spill over there. And he could have had some reference to that. Barrett runners at first and second. Yogi hits a high drive, deep out to right. Clinton going back and turns and makes the catch in deep right field. So the Yankees break through for three. Three runs on one, two hits. There was an error. There was a pass ball. There was a wild pitch. And there were two bases on balls. So the score ended 2.5. The Yankees 3 and the Red Sox nothing.
Exclusively yours on Quality Modern WOKO Yankee Baseball as it happens. Be sure to tune in tonight at 5:30 for the Baltimore Colts and Washington Redskins game, the broadcast being delayed so that you can listen to all of the exciting action between the Baltimore Colts and the Washington Redskins tonight at 5:30 on WOKO. WOKO time 2:44.
It proves to more people every day that a beer can be light and still give you all the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. Yep. Valentine's the light beer with true lager flavor. That satisfying combination of lightness and flavor makes Valentine the crisp refresher. So if lightness alone won't do for you, if you want a beer with flavor, then, mister, you just make the good old three-ring sign and ask the man for Valentine. Enjoy the crisp refresher today. In the last of the third inning, with the Yankees afield and now leading 3-0, it is Clinton. Then the pitcher spot, followed by a leadoffer from Seagreen. At the end of three innings, it is Cleveland 2 and Chicago nothing. End of 4.5 innings, Baltimore and Washington scoreless. Clinton hitting at .236, tall right-hand batter. The curve swung on and hit deep out to where Mantle is positioned. Mickey backs up and right at the edge of the warning track makes the catch. So we have one up, one away. Yankees leading 3-0. And here is Tommy Brough, who is a good hitting pitcher, 12-for-60 coming up to bat for himself. Swung on, there's a high fly ball that Maris is under now. Right fielder has it. And on successive pitches, we have successive putouts. Two men gone, last of the third. Yankees leading 3-0. Now we have Pumpsy Green. Switch hitting infielder. Playing short these days with Button. Still not in shape. He got over being hit in the head with a pitch ball. Then they had to send him home yesterday because of a heavy cold. Carey pitches over for the strike. Green swings at the next pitch, hits it wide to first base. Carey knocks the ball down and cannot recover in time, and Green is on. And the Moose draws an error. E3. The ball was hit wide to first base, and Carey just got his glove partially on it. Here's Willie Tasby, who is 0 for 1. Thrown up by shortstop Kubek in the first inning. Has been hitting 267. Has been a right-hand batter. Curveball, low outside. All one. Yankees 3, Red Sox nothing. 2 down, man at first, last of the third. Pitch is low. Ball 2. Terry is bearing down on Tasby. I thought Ted Williams on deck represents the tying run. Pitch, over for the strike. 2-1. Tasby, a right-hand batter. Touch the bat about an inch. Green leading off first. Curve swung on, hit sharp at a third, and through Richardson into left field. Green holds up at second base. Serve recovers and throws in to third. That ball was hit a ton, but was a skimmer. It never did come up on a bounce. And it has scored a base hit. And this gets Williams to the plate. A single, a hot one, through third base. Richardson went down, but the ball never came up. Hit number 2 off Carey. And Williams, who singled to right field in the first inning. We got the rule book out. And the batting champion shall be the player with the highest batting average, naturally, provided that he's credited with as many or more total appearances at the plate in championship games as the number of games scheduled for each club in his league, multiplied by 3.1, which means with 154 games scheduled in the majors, you'd have to be at bat 477 times to be considered for a batting championship. And Williams will be far short of that. He's up now for his 303rd appearance. The first pitch to Ted is inside, ball 1. Williams hitting 318. So he may wind up with the highest percentage in the league, but not be eligible because of few at-bats. The 10 batter, as you know, takes a strike. There is a slider just above the knees. Cassidy at first base, Green at second. Yankees lead 3-0. Which is still the ballpark. Swing, there's a line drive that is hit off crushed up Kubek's glove. The bases are loaded on a base hit. That was a ball that went right over the button on Terry's cap. With Williams, a pull hitter, having Kubek played almost to second base. When the ball hit right by second base and started for center, Kubek was able to break it down on the skip. So that prevents a run scoring now, and there are 3 on for Boston. Williams, his second straight hit. Single through the middle. Tasby at second base, Green at third. And here is Vic Wirtz, who has knocked in 99 runs. Wirtz hitting 276. The official scorer has just announced that in the Yankees 3 runs, 2 are earned. All right, 3-0, favor the Yankees. In the 3 innings, it is 2-0 Cleveland over Chicago. Wirtz, a dangerous left-hand hitter. 3 on for Boston. Terry pitches, and there's a line drive into right field for a base hit. And here is Green coming in to score. Here is Crosby coming in to score. Williams is six off second base. Maris flew to Kubek. Ted took one step around second base toward third. And when he tried to reach back, Kubek tagged him. So that ends the inning, but two runs are in, and the two runs count. The second run was across the plate before Williams was tagged. So that stops the inning. Wirtz, a line single to right. He gets credit for two RBIs, which give him now 101. None of these runs is earned. Williams overrunning is out. Right fielder to the shortstop. So Tasby scores after Green. And it is two runs on three hits. There was one error, and the error opened the gate. So at the end of three innings, it is New York 3 and Boston 2. Wow. Well, you know, every day more and more folks are asking the man for Ballantine beer. And no wonder. It's the light beer with true lager flavor. Enjoy a tall, frosty glassful right now. Just ask the man for Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. Well, that stops the run of scoreless innings for Terry. He had gone 25 innings without giving up a run. And that overrunning play of Williams stopped it. And at the end of three, it is 3-2 New York, and here's Kubek. First up in the fourth, hits a bounding ball back to the mound. They throw a field. There's a throw over to first in time, and Kubek is up. The pitcher was bothered by the sun. It may sound odd to you, but there was a high bounding ball which was coming down at the rear of the mound, and his Brewer was going back to the rear of the mound. He had to look up at the sky to get the ball on the big high bounce, and he almost lost it in the sun. Now here's Richardson, whose single started the Yankees off to 3 in the third inning. Errors have been quite pivotal in scoring today. Bobby takes a slider high outside, ball one. Brewer, wasting little time, delivers as a fastball that is popped up. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green, is under it. Makes the catch, and we have two down. Two up, two down. The White Sox did not score in the fourth inning, and Cleveland retains its 2-0 lead. Francona, a first inning home run with one on. The combination, you know, is two. Yankee wins and or Chicago defeats. The Yankees got three in the third inning, and the Red Sox bounced right back after an error gave them a fourth out. Now here is Terry, right-hand batter, taking a fastball high outside, ball one. Low. Ball two. Two nothing pitch. Strike. The ground ball hits to third. Malzahn short hops it and can't come up with it. Knocks it down, but he cannot retrieve it, and Terry is on. It is scored as a single for Terry. Single to third. The ball was about a foot fair behind the bag. The hits are now even at 4-4. Hauk helping Terry on with his jacket. Temperature in the middle 50s, and a strong wind coming in from right field. Right, two out. Carry the runner in first. Bob Serra goes 0 for 2. He hit the ground ball to short that Green threw high on for an error in the third inning. And that greased the wheels then as the Yankees went on. Pitches swung and missed. Buzz that one right off the hand. No one will know for a while how valuable that throw of Maris to Kubek was in catching Williams, who just barely had stepped around second, one step. Pitch high outside. Ball one. That stopped the rally, snuffed it out completely. Pitch is swung on at a line drive in the left center for a base hit. Perry goes down to second, holds on. Catcher retrieves, throws toward third, and is cut off by the shortstop. So a single by serve, and the Yankees leading 3-2 are now threatening with men at first and second. Here's the McDougal with a single and a walk. Had a home run and a single yesterday. Still hitting 263. Pitch is swung on, foul back, fastball. This is a real full ballpark. Bleachers are completely solid. Pitch is swung on, foul back. Strike two. Nothing in two. Swung on, foul off. Pull the string, change of pace. You look a long time before you'll find a lovelier fall afternoon than this one. No clouds, blue sky, air completely clear. Yankees leading 3-2. Throw a set. Checks the lead runner a moment. Pitches high inside. Gill ducks down underneath it. 1-2. End of four innings. It is Cleveland 2, Chicago nothing. Dixon out at the mound talking to Brewer. Stafford starts for the Yankees out at Washington tomorrow night against Bremer. Yankees home this weekend with the Red Sox, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. Sherrod leads off first, Terry off second. Brewer pitches, McDougal swinging, fouls it into the stands back of the first base dugout, which is the Boston dugout. Two strikes. Brewer comes set. Deals. McDougal swings, fouls it in the left field corner. The Chicago-Cleveland game, as you can judge, is running ahead of ours. So we have information ahead of us as we go. Brewer set, deals. McDougal swings a high fly ball into short right field, close to the foul line. The first baseman works his back and in foul ground makes the grab. So that is all for the bid on top of the fourth inning. Running catch of a foul ball by the first baseman. No runs, two hits. Score end of 3.5 innings. The Yankees 3 and the Red Sox 2.
A beer must be ice.
Well, we've got time before we hit the last of the fourth inning in the first batter, Nixon, to pause for station identification.
Quality Modern Radio for the Capital District. This is WOKO in Albany, New York.
Ralph Terry on the mound, pitching with a one-run lead. 3-2 ball game, New York. Nixon, Malzone, Runnels. That's the way they've come out. Last of the fourth. Barron giving the sign. Pitch is swung on, foul back. Of the two Red Sox runs, none was earned. So while Terry had his string of shutout innings snapped, not by an earned run. Young right-hander pitches a fastball too low. One and one. One ball, one strike. Scown at first base. McDougal at second. Kubek at short. Richardson at third. Serve in left field. Mantle in center. Maris in right. Nixon steps out for the moment. Got a fly ball to center in the second inning. Chokes well up on the bat. Stockyish, roundish left-hand hitter. Swings, fouls it off. One and two. In the sixth inning, it is Washington 1, Baltimore nothing. Nixon swings, a ground ball is hit deep to McDougal's right. He makes the pickup to throw to first. He gets him. Gilbert almost behind second base to throw him out. Fine play. So we have one away. At the end of six innings, Washington 1, a home run by Batty, and Baltimore nothing. In the four innings, Cleveland 2, a home run with one on by Francona, and Chicago nothing. Now here's Malzone. 0 for 1. He was a big boy around here yesterday. Takes a call strike. Knocked in 4, Boston 5. Change of pace high inside. Pushes him back and down. Ball 1. Ball and a strike. Yankees 3, the Red Sox 2. Fastball swung on and missed. Terry turned that one loose about shoulder high on the outside. 1-2. Looking at Barra. Now he's pumping. Pitches. Curve swung on, hit high out to deep left center. Mantle moving under it. Plenty of room. Makes the cut. Now we have two out. After this fourth inning, Rosito, who's over on the TV side, is coming over here. And I'll trade places with him. Mal Allen is out at San Francisco for the Football Giant broadcast late in the day. Pete Runnels took a third strike in the second inning. League's highest percentage. Went into the ballgame at 320. Left-hand batter. I threw it back into the left on him. Runnels swings and bounces the ball back to the mound. Terry pulls it down off of a high hop. Throws to first for the out. That's it. Nothing across. Phil will be over here in a moment. And the score at the end of four innings at Boston. The Yankees 3 and the Red Sox 2.
And now we're on the go again with the rest of the game, brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that keeps your carburetor clean and keeps it clean.
Atlantic keeps your car on the go. For business, for pleasure, in any kind of weather, Atlantic keeps your car on the go.
When you want to go places and do things, what a pleasure your driving can be.
For quality products and top-notch
service, your Atlantic dealer is a man to see. Atlantic keeps your car on the go, 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 go. Keep on the go with Atlantic.
Now here's Bill.
In the top of the fifth inning with the Yankees leading 3-2, it'll be Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle, and Bill Skowron to face Tom Brewer. Indians leading the White Sox 2-0 at the end of four innings. Maris struck out and singled, drove in two runs, giving him a total of 107 on the year. He bunts, and a good one. How do you like that Brewer? But he beat it out. Tom Brewer fielded that ball and ran to first base. And just missed beating Maris to the bag. Vic Wirtz hesitated whether to come in or stay on the bag. He decided to stay on the bag, and Brewer, coming fast to his left, picked it up, jumped for the base, but Maris beat him. It's a bunt single for Roger. The sixth hit off Brewer. Here's Mickey Mantle. Bounced to second and walked. Beat two, the Yankees lead. The pitch is inside. Mantle has to jump back out of the way. Ball one. Frank Crosetti yells down from third base. Mickey steps out of the batter's box. Now he's back in, ready to go. Here's the stretch. The pitch is over. Strike call, one and one. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Here's the stretch. The curve is fouled out of play and back at third base. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is hit high in the air, but curving foul and going back. And into the stands, out of play. Just missed going on top of the roof down the left field line. One ball, two strikes on Nick. On deck is Bill Skowron. Brewer sets. Curve is hit to first base. Wirtz goes to second base. They get Maris. No chance for the double play. Ball was not hit hard enough. Fourth play from the first baseman to the shortstop covering. Maris is out. Mantle is safe at first. Brings up Bill Skowron. Fly to right and bounce to third base into a fourth play. Yankees trying to wrap up the pennant today. They could do it if they win and if the White Sox lose. One out. Mantle leading off first. Pitch to Skowron high inside, ball one. Here's the stretch. There goes Mickey. The ball is hit on the ground, is short. Pumpsy Green must go to first base. He gets Skowron, but with Mantle getting that good jump, he had no chance for the attempt at a double play. So Mickey's speed breaks up the possible double play. He's at second. Skowron's out. It's two out. And Yogi Berra the batter. Yogi, line is short and line deep to right field. Three, two, the Yankees lead here in the top of the fifth. Is Tony Kubek. Yogi's hit the ball hard both times at bat, but hasn't been able to find the hole. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Yogi. It's a foul back on the screen. Strike one. Boy, he had a good cut at that pitch. These last 3 weeks, Yogi's really been whipping that bat. Could be the cool weather or the smell of the nearby World Series. Stretch by Brewer. Pitch to Yogi. Changeup. Pop to left field. Ted Williams, standing right there, makes the catch. Hardly had a move in his track. So for the Yankees in the top of the fifth, no runs, one hit. No Yankees, no Red Sox errors, and one man left. And the score at the end of 4.5 innings, the Yankees 3 and the Red Sox 2.
Yankee baseball coming to you over Quality Modern, WOKO 1460 on your radio dial in Albany, New York. Be sure to tune in to the Baltimore Colts and Washington Redskins game this afternoon at 5:30. The broadcast being delayed so that you won't miss any of the exciting action between the Baltimore Colts and the Washington Redskins today, 5:30 on WOKO. WOKO time, 12 minutes past 3 o'clock.
Caused frequent stalling, rough idling, and actual gasoline waste. You could have an experienced mechanic do the job by hand, but that's doing it the hard way. Now, the easy way is with Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, as Atlantic Imperial flows through the carburetor, it loosens and dissolves these harmful deposits, washes them harmlessly away. Then Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps them from forming again. Today, more and more people are driving with Atlantic Imperial in their cars. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Quentin Brewer and Green, the lineup right now for Boston as they come to the bat here in the last half of the fifth, and here's Phil.
Clinton flied deep to center field in the third inning. Right-hand hitter. Got himself a brand new bat this time. He's been going up there with one like he used all year. This is a brand new one. Terry's pitch is low, ball one. The windup. Pitch on the outside corner. Strike one, one and one. One and one on Lou Clinton. Fastball is high. Ball two. Two and one. Oh, Cleveland came up with two more in the bottom of the fifth. They lead the White Sox 4-0 at the end of five. Curvis swung it and missed strike two. Two and two. Now the 2-2 delivery. Ground ball hit to short. Kubek's coming in. Up with the ball on the big hop. Throw to Skarin in time to get Clinton one away. That'll bring up the pitcher, Tom Brewer. Fly to right field in the third inning. All the runs were scored in the third inning here. The Yankees coming up with three in the top of the third, and the Red Sox with two in the bottom of the third. Brewer having a little talk with Yogi before stepping into the batter's box. Terry's pitch is bunted, and Skarin up with it. Tags Brewer coming down the line. It was a good try by Brewer. Had he pushed it a little more to Skarin's right, he'd have had a base hit because he had it by the pitcher. Terry was breaking in. Curveball to Pumpsy Green. Over strike one. Fastball is fouled out of play. Nothing in two on Green. Ball high inside. Ball one. 2-2. Curveball is high, ball three. 3-2 on Green. Pitch is fouled back out of play. Count holds at 3-2. Here's the windup. Fastball hit it. Richardson scoops it up on a short hop. Throws to Skarin in time to get Pumpsy Green. So for the Red Sox in the bottom of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, nobody left, and the score at the end of five full innings, the Yankees 3 and the Red Sox 2. And on the scoreboard in the American League, Washington leads Baltimore 1-0 at the end of 7. Batty home it is Pappas against Kralik. Cleveland leads the White Sox 4-0 at the end of 5. Shaw against Locke. Francona home it in the first with one on. Detroit leads Kansas City 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Cooks against Larry. Eddie Yost home it. In the National League, Philadelphia at Cincinnati, 0-0 at the end of 1. Mahaffey against Hook. Pittsburgh is at Milwaukee. San Francisco at Los Angeles starts later on. And St. Louis at Chicago, it's 0-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Jackson against Hoppy. A couple of National Football League scores. Cleveland leads the Philadelphia Eagles 24-10 at the half. And Washington 0 and Baltimore 0 at the end of the first period. For the Yankees, Tony Kubek will be leading off. Kubek line to center and hit back to the box. Brewer's pitch is high, ball one. Fastball is over, strike one, 1-1. Brewer into the windup. Pitch to Kubek. His line to right field. There's a base hit, and the Kubek might try for two. He's around first, digging for second. Here's Clinton Strohl. Kubek slides, and he's in there with a double. A double for Kubek. Down the right field line. Hit number 7 off Brewer. Tony's 25th double of the year, and here's Bobby Richardson, who singled and pops to short. Yankees lead 3-2 in the top of the sixth. Mal Jones in at third. The stretch and the pitch to Richardson is fouled out of play. Bobby trying to hit to right field. Behind the runner, so that if he does hit it on the ground, it'll advance in the third. Now Bobby looks down at Crosetti. Crow gives him some signs. Stretch. Pitch is hit down to second base. What Richardson wanted to do, Runnels throws to Wirtz to get Bobby, but moving to third is Kubek. So Richardson got the job done without having the bunt. Here's the way the Indians scored in the first inning. Astromonte Ward. Francona hit his 17th home run of the year over the right center field fence. Those were the two runs in the first inning for the Cleveland Indians. Time is called. Runnels talking with Tom Brewer along with Russ Nixon out on the mound. Ralph Cherry is a batter with Kubek at third and one away. The Yankees leading 3-2. Now they break up the huddle. And the infield is in for the possible play at the plate or the possible attempted squeeze bunt. Whichever way Casey Stengel wants to play it. Terry sacrificed and singled. The Cubs scored 4 in the bottom of the second, leading the Cardinals 4-0 at the end of 2. Here's the stretch. The pitch. Terry swings and pops one to left field. Williams coming in fast. Can't get it. It rolls by him to the wall. Kubek scores, and Terry is going into second base with a double. Williams tried to make a shoestring catch and couldn't do it. And the Yankees lead 4-2. That was Terry's first extra base hit and first RBI of the year. And the Yankees take a 4-2 lead. With the infield drawn in, Casey had Terry swinging away, and Ralph lined one to short left field. And Williams tried to make a lunging shoestring catch, couldn't get it, it rolled to the wall. So two doubles here in the sixth inning produced the fourth run for the Yankees. It brings up Bob Sir. Popped to first, reached on an error and singled. 4-2, the Yankees lead. Here's the stretch. The pitch is fouled back, strike one. And the White Sox fail to score in the top of the sixth. Cleveland leading 4-0, playing the bottom of the sixth inning out at Cleveland. Stretch by Brewer. Curve is hit, foul down the third baseline. Nothing in two on serve. On deck, Gil McDougal. Curve low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Here's the stretch. Pitch is fouled back over the roof and out of play. Count holds it, one ball and two strikes. By Brewer. Curve high inside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One out, Terry at second. Stretch by Brewer. Foul, back on the screen. Count holds it 2-2. Peters pitching for the White Sox in the sixth inning. So Shaw is out of there. Strike three, a swing and a miss. Serve goes down on strike. Bring up Gil McDougal, a single, walked and popped to first base. McDougal tips to catch his glove as he was swinging his bat back and forth, and Nixon moves back a little bit. All right, Brewer stretches. Fastball is low, ball one. Ralph Terry at second base with two outs. Stretch, and the curve is low, ball two, 2-0. Cornelius and Stallard are loosening up in the Red Sox bullpen. Stallard did quite a job of relief pitching here yesterday for Boston. Here's the stretch. Pitch is inside, ball three. 3-0 on Gill. On deck, Roger Maris.